Next item is other business. Our first item of other business is Baywood Garden Villas, commercial and multifamily preliminary site plan on Road 22.
Mr. Chairman, this is a preliminary site plan for a 354-unit multifamily loan project and a 52,800-square-foot shopping center. The site is in C1, part of it's B1, and there's also a conditional use for the multifamily units in the B1 district. The B1 site contains 19.79 acres, or 143 multifamily units proposed and permitted by the approved ordinance. There are 10 12-unit buildings, 123-unit building. The amenities include a swimming pool and clubhouse. The 12-unit buildings appear to be 65 feet by 120 feet. The 23-unit buildings, 100 by 165 feet. 165 is the maximum building length permitted. It seems that there is a required 40-foot building separation between the units. The building separations dimensions need to be shown on the final site plan. Within the C1 site, there are 5 23-unit buildings, 2 12-unit buildings, and 4 18-unit buildings proposed. The 4 18-unit buildings are proposed over 4 13,200-square-foot retail buildings. The multifamily buildings appear to be 80 by 165. Once again, the dimensions and separations need to be shown on the final site plan. For both the multifamily and the retail, 866 parking spaces are required and provided. Setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. Engineers prepared a landscape plan that's attached. With the site plan, Tidewater Utilities would provide central water. Inland Bays Preservation Company will be responsible for central sewer. The final site plan needs to include a meets and bounds. The 15 conditions of approval for the conditional use need to be referenced on the final site plan. And if the commission is favorable, preliminary approval could be granted. Final to be subject to commission's review upon receipt of all agency approvals and the required revisions. And I provided each of you a copy of the site plan previously. That's all we have, unless you have any questions. All
right. Thank you. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
It lies in your vast area of responsibility.
It does, sir. And Mr. Abbott, it appears from my review that this is essentially what was presented previously in the public hearings that were approved by this commission.
Very similar, yes.
And then a question for you, Mr. Robertson, since at the public hearing we voted on these different sites separately, the C1 and the B1s, are we going to do a site plan of the whole, we're doing a site plan of the whole everything all together?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate that you can do everything all together. Yeah, it's one site. The zoning really doesn't have any bearing on the site plan itself.
Okay.
How you vote on it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for Baywood Garden Villas, commercial and multifamily site plan located on Road 22. And that as part of the final approval, that the applicant submit the final plan to include the meets and bounds, specifying, you know, obviously the dimensions of the buildings and the setbacks, and that the final approval shall be subject to the review and approval of the commission upon receipt of all the agency approvals and the above previously referenced revisions.
Second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Baywood Garden Villas commercial and multifamily preliminary site plan on Road 22 with the required revisions resulting from the review of the Planning and Zoning Office. Approval. We approve as a preliminary. Final approval will be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits.
And the motion was referenced to commission.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to come back to the commission?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, then. We'll approve it as a preliminary, and the final approval will be by a resubmission to the commission. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.